Decisions bugging me.
Decision made molester.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set no make you sleep with me.
Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go?
AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Voters in South Carolina head to the polls today for the Republican primary, where former President Donald Trump has a sizable lead over the state's former governor, Nikki Haley. But she said voters should think about the general election.
Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't vote in this primary. It matters.
IVF treatments are a major issue across the country after Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos are people. Democrats are blaming the U.S. Supreme Court for overturning Roe versus Wade. Former President Trump said on Friday,
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
Today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine and the war began. The White House has announced more sanctions on groups linked to the Russian government. This is ABC News. Authorities in Georgia have made an arrest in the killing of a University of Georgia nursing student. Lakin Riley was reported missing after she did not return from a morning run. She was later found dead, and this Athens resident said,
really hurt by it. I feel for her family and her friends and everyone that was impacted by it.
Police say they've now arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra. They say this was a crime of opportunity. Meanwhile, his brother Diego Ibarra, the Justice Department says he's been arrested, charged with presenting a Homeland Security officer with a fake green card. In New York City, firefighters were lowered by rope to pull residents trapped by a fire out of the high-rise windows. FDNY Chief of Operations John Hodgins said,
we usually have one of these a year or two. This was three at one fire. A very heroic action.
However, one person was killed. More than a dozen were hurt in the Friday fire. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Farmers have been urged for years to adopt more climate-friendly and sustainable practices. New numbers suggest they're making progress. Mike Moan reports.
This month, the USDA released the new Census of Agriculture, data that only comes around every 5 years. Mike Lavender with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says there's numbers detailing how much farmland is being used for climate-friendly practices. He notes there were some bright spots, but also room for opportunity.
Some of the data that we're seeing within the census reinforces for us that in so many ways it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Conservation data examples include an increase in the use of no-till practices, while the number of farmers using rotational grazing is down. Between 2017 and 2022, Wisconsin farmers boosted key conservation work, including the planting of cover crops. And while the data is new, Lavender cautions, it doesn't capture how farmers are responding to new incentives from the federal government.
This is certainly pre-Inflation Reduction Act investment data. So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The IRA provided nearly $20 billion to bolster funding for popular conservation programs. The USDA reported that applications exceeded the extra funding that was set aside. Ag researchers have noted while there's demand for these incentives, farmers have often faced barriers to being approved, with only one in four applicants being successful. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a rough start under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 112-107. Giannis with 33 points, Damian Lillard with 21, then went live after the game on ESPN.
A lot of scrutiny about Doc Rivers after the 3-7 start, but this is a very impressive win. From the inside, what has that transition been like?
On the inside, it's been good. I think we understand that. Having our third coach this season, including our interim coach, it's going to take some time, you know, to get adjusted and to kind of reestablish who we want to be and what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And when you're going through that type of transition mid-season, you can run up against a team that's just flowing well. You can run up against a team that's just feeling good. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, we just haven't been on the winning side. But I think on the inside, we can feel the tide turning. Just got to do what we do and just keep pushing. That's it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars.
Prices so low, we can't mention them on the radio.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and a little breezy out of the southwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs today in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high near 41. For Monday, windy but warm with highs in the mid-50s. That's weather. Currently, it's 7 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM won't extend your life, but it'll probably make it seem longer.
Around. You're gonna hear a legend.
Good.
Is coming as soon as we figure out what it is.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey! We'll be right back.
93.1 Jack FM, playing what we want.
Treat me. Mom said you're not grounded anymore, so you can play what you want.
Jack FM now. Don't be a quitter.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
If you're an employer, then you know the endless search for quality candidates can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts sending you qualified candidates immediately after you post your job. See for yourself why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and a little breezy out of the southwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs today in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high near 41. For Monday, windy but warm with highs in the mid-50s. That's weather.
It's 8 at our studios.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM
is pronounced. Yak.
But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way.
this wouldn't be the first time Jag FM threw our back out by playing what we want. Jack FM or Jack FM, 866-930-JACK.
This could take all night. Thinking in a dive on hell, me ain't room enough in this channel for the both of us.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.